and welcome to Travel Along Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Lisensky. In this episode, we're traveling to British Columbia, Canada. For the first time ever on this podcast, it's a road trip, and I'm traveling with my kids. They are 8 and 10, they don't like riding in the car, and I'm very brave. We will be eating so many things, some of them quite adventurous, others not so much. We'll hit the capital city of Victoria on Vancouver Island. We'll explore some natural areas and go camping on the island. We'll take ferries. We'll hit up a bunch of different neighborhoods in Vancouver. It's going to be a great time. So come along with me to British Columbia.
Okay, I turned it on. Can you... I passed it. Shoot.
Testing.
Mom is turning around.
So, is this working right now?
I'm Abby.
And that's Tessa. And we are...
Bored.
Laura's... We are Laura's children.
Washington, D.C. This is going to be really high quality stuff.
Yep. I know.
Definitely.
This is going to be the most interesting part of your show.
High quality.
No offense.
So the easiest way to get to Victoria from the U.S. is to head to Port Angeles, Washington. You can go as a passenger or you can drive on with your car. So we were headed from Portland, Oregon, which is about a four-hour drive. The name of the ferry company is called the Black Ball Ferry Line. They have lots of information on their website. There are about two ferries per day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. You can sometimes... just stand by and drive on, but it's a good idea to get reservations.
So they directed us to park here. We're about an hour early, as we're supposed to be.
Ooh.
We're going to go in and show them our paperwork to cross the border.
So there's not a ton to do in the area while you're waiting for the ferry, but there's a sit-down restaurant within walking distance. You need to leave your car in the line. And there's a little tiny pier with a few shops. When we saw a sandwich board advertising New Zealand-style ice cream, we knew exactly what we should do. Then we just kind of hung out, watching the ocean, getting excited to go into a new country.
How deep is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's very deep right here.
What's in the water? Is there a shark in here?
We're driving onto the ferry now.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're in aisle one. Can you remember that?
Aisle one.
Ugh, how am I gonna get out?
The next time I drove onto a ferry, I left a little more space on the driver's side. I hardly escaped from this car. But it was fun. We climbed up from the bottom level where the cars were parked. There was a restaurant on site with pretty awful food, but we needed some, so it was good. There was a gift shop. There were lots of different spaces to explore. It was a lot of fun being in the back of the boat as we pulled away.
I can't tell if that's moving or the boat is moving.
Yeah, the boat is moving.
The boat is moving.
Hold the rail and slow.
Okay, the boat is moving. Yay, okay.
Slow down, Tessa.
Bye. I feel bad for those people that
were waiting. Bye, United States.
I feel bad for those people that were waiting in line.
And about an hour and a half later...
Foot passengers will disembark the Coho on the right forward side of the ship from the main passenger deck level. Automobile passengers may return to their vehicles at this time. Please be cautious and hold on to the handrails when going down the stairways. Passengers must stay clear of all line handling areas. And welcome to Victoria and Vancouver Island.
So now we've arrived in the city of Victoria. This is the capital of British Columbia. It's known for outdoor activities. If you're feeling fancy, you can get high tea at the Empress Hotel. It's a very manageable sized town. It's got less than 100,000 people. And it's at the southern tip
of Vancouver Island.
Somehow, we were lucky enough to be the last ones off the ferry, the very last people in line for customs. It took hours, and we were done by the time we got off. It's a good thing we ate those terrible potatoes on the boat, or it would have been even worse. Abby's yelling at me from the other room that they were good. So I'm glad that she liked them. So we were sleeping at a place just a couple blocks from there. It was quick and easy to find. We ended up staying at the Royal Scott Hotel and Suites. Victoria is fairly expensive to stay in, and we managed to get a pretty good deal there on Hotwire. And the best part was the location. It was about a block away from the Parliament Building, really close to the docks. I would definitely recommend staying in a central location. It was so nice to not have to hop in the car anytime we wanted to go somewhere. We just wandered around.
Look at that big old tree.
Are you getting this?
So the number one thing we enjoyed doing was just wandering around the Parliament Building and the pier. The ambiance of the city was really special. We all enjoyed it. There were street musicians all over the place. So that first night, I was really hoping for some seafood. I had found a food cart on the pier with great reviews called Redfish Bluefish. They have fish and chips, and the plan was to go there. Unfortunately, that place was closed, and we ended up going to the Flying Otter Grill. We got our seafood. It was good. The kids didn't like it all, but they ate, so that was a success. I got a glass of wine. The location on the pier was fantastic. And then walking back to our hotel, everything lit up. It was just a beautiful scene. So we tucked ourselves into our beds that night, exhausted and happy. So the next morning, in a town that loves its food, it was clearly time for brunch. Now, as a Portlander, I take brunch very seriously. I did a lot of research, and I am pretty convinced that this was the best brunch spot in Victoria. It was great. Now, it was a weekday and we had a short wait. I can imagine it would be quite a wait on the weekend, but it was a fantastic place. We walked. It was a mile away from our hotel. And we all enjoyed our food. Abby got a decaf mocha for the first time ever and did not like it because of the chocolate. This place specializes in Benedict's, which is my favorite. So after much deliberation, I went with the pork belly Benedict. I was surprised to see that my pork belly was not what I would call pork belly. I'm wondering if pork belly is a different cut in the US as it is in Canada. A quick Googling did not solve this question for me. But what I'm used to is much more fat than anything else. This was like a pork chop with an extra thick layer of fat. I was a little disappointed, actually, with all that meat up in my perfectly good fat. It was delicious, though. Definitely go to Jam Cafe. And then we were right next to Chinatown, so we had a wonderful time wandering through the little alleys and ducking into shops on the main street. The walk back was a little harder on the kids. They were tired by now. I wish I would have figured out how to ride the bus at this point in the trip. I later figured that out and it was easy. But we walked all the way back. We stopped in a candy store and got like giant jawbreakers just to try and
get them back. By the time we got back, we needed some food. I wanted something easy, and we found some food carts behind the Royal BC Museum. Went back for a rest, and then decided to go to the museum.
Some do this by wearing heavy armor or protective plates or wax. Others avoid capture by more active.
We did the IMAX. It was a pretty big museum. There was tons to see. We really enjoyed the natural history sections, especially. It was a great time. And then, oh my gosh, what a big day this was. I can't believe we did all this in one day. We had one of my favorite experiences of the trip, which was a raw food and sake bar that I dragged the kids to for happy hour because I'm a budget traveler and I just wanted to try a lot of little dishes. I think all the fancy couples on dates thought I was a little strange dragging my two kids in, but we had a blast. So traveling with kids is all about compromise. And the other day we went to Applebee's. Remember that, Abby? So now we are at my choice, which is Ene raw food and sake bar. Ene? Yeah.
We got some miso edamame. Do you guys want the rice now or the other items?
Let's go ahead and do the rice now, yeah.
Yeah, sure. After the rice.
So we just ordered a bunch of random fun things, some of which, most of which I hope the kids will like. The one that I know they won't is this raw octopus wasabi dish that I'm about to try.
Oh, that's wasabi-tastic.
Mmm,
I like that. You guys want to try this? It's chewy, chewy. Oh, that's fun, though. It's super wasabi-y, and I love wasabi.
Okay, I'm not sorry about that one, although it is a little strange. We've got some edamame. Further updates coming as more things arrive at our table. Okay, Tessa is trying the deep-fried bacon-wrapped scallop. What do you think? She's holding up one finger, asking me to wait with very serious eyes right now, and I am on the edge of my seat. She still won't talk to me, but she keeps taking bites. I'm thinking it might be positive. Another bite is in the mouth. The suspense is very serious. Do you like it? She just finished it off, and now she stuck her Now she stuck her chopsticks in her mouth like a walrus. No review? She's going mwah with her fingers. Was I right, Tessa, that it tasted a little bit like seafood and a little bit like bacon and a lot like fried? Yeah, that's right. Okay, do you want the last one? There's one more here for you. So seeing as I made us all eat dinner at like 5 p.m., we decided to stop at the 7-Eleven on the way back and bring some snacks back to the hotel and call it an early night. I think somewhere in there we went swimming. I don't understand how all this was one day. But I remember that because down near the pool we found a little rec room and they had a whole DVD selection. So we watched Galaxy Quest. It was fantastic. And called it a night. So we only spent two nights there. There's so much more we could have done. I mean, you don't need a super long time, but a couple more nights would have been fine. There were some kind of weird and wacky things I wanted to do that we didn't get to. Like the bug zoo would have been cool. There's something called Miniature World that's just all kinds of little displays of, you know, I presume miniature worlds. Bouchard Gardens is a super famous one that requires a car to get out of town. But that's a really big draw for lots of people, especially around Christmas time when there's lights up. It sounds lovely. But that is what we did. We had a great time. And the next morning, we were going to be getting up bright and early to go explore the rest of Vancouver Island. So the plan is to drive north and spend a few days camping, because nobody can afford a week of hotels in Victorian Vancouver. So this seemed like a great option to see some nature and extend our trip by a few days without breaking the bank. So I think we got one of the last spots on the island with a couple months' notice. This was summer, so things are going to fill up. If you want to camp on the island, you want to find the BC British Columbia Parks website to see the campsites. My only requirement was some kind of swimming hole nearby because the kids love to swim, and someplace that wasn't too far off the beaten track, since it would be just me and the kiddos. So we ended out at Englishman River Falls Provincial Park. It was a couple hours from Victoria. There's a main highway that goes up the east side of the island, and it was not too far from that highway, a little bit past Nanaimo, which is about a third of the way up the island. This island is enormous. So that morning, we loaded back up into the car. We grabbed some donuts and coffee, found a place to get some gas. Okay, so I just got gas for the first time in Canada, and I don't know if this is normal, but it was very confusing, because you had to prepay for the amount of gas you wanted. I have a really small tank. It's only 8 gallons, and so I needed less than that. And so there were just too many conversions involved, trying to figure out in liters and Canadian dollars how much would fill up my tank. So I just put in $10. It turned out that's not very much. And then it turns out $23 was a good amount. So I did it a couple times to try and figure out how close I could get to full. Kind of random.
So after having the same experience again later, I did a little more research. It recently became the law in BC and Ontario that you have to prepay for your gas. But there is an easier way to do it. Apparently, you can prepay more than you need, and it will only charge you for what you actually use. So that's good advice. Just put in a good amount, and then you'll pay for what you actually use. So we had one more stop to stock up on camping food at the grocery store, and then we hit the open road. So the open road wasn't all that great this time. I was trying to enjoy the scenery, but the kids were not into driving. There were all these little towns along the way that I wanted to stop in, and a lot of them I kind of just drove right through because it didn't really feel like there was a lot to see. I kind of felt like most of those little towns were in this awkward place between not being big enough to have much to do, but not being small enough to be quaint and adorable. I don't know. Let's keep in mind I had two restless kids in the back seat. But I would be really curious to explore the west side of the island, which is more off the beaten track. That might be a lovely thing to do. The place that we did stop along the way was Duncan. I was especially interested in doing the Totem Walk. They have just a tiny little downtown with some totems. Some are traditional, some are artsy, and unfortunately it was super duper hot, and we couldn't really handle being outside at that point in the day, so we couldn't properly appreciate it. But that was kind of cool to look at. We had trouble finding food there. Finally found a coffee shop and ordered some smoothies and bagels, and it took 45 minutes for them to make our food. To be fair, it was one high school-aged kid making our food, but it was not our best experience. So after Duncan, we decided to just book it to our campsite and get where we were going.
couple of things I really wanted to do that we didn't was eat a Nanaimo bar in Nanaimo. This is a whole thing. And since I have known about these, I've started to see them more places. This is a Canadian treat and it looks amazing. So it's got 3 layers. The bottom has a graham cracker crust with like coconut and chocolate up in there. It has a layer of custard in the middle and then a chocolate layer on top. It looks really good. My greatest regrets are always about not eating something. It's just occurring to me. And north of Nanaimo, there is a place called Old Country Market that has goats hanging out on the roof. And it's got little restaurants, some ice cream. So I wanted to stop there as well. But we were just too tired. But we made it to our campsite. We set up camp, made some dinner, had a campfire, hung out under the stars. And we were excited to go explore the hiking in the area the next day.
So that water sound you hear is Englishman River Falls. We're at the Upper Falls right now. It's a beautiful sunny day, and this is the steepest, craziest, very narrow cavern that these falls go down into. It's pretty intense. We're standing on this really high bridge, and the water cascades down into this very narrow canyon and then goes beneath us. And just downhill into this beautiful canyon. So this loop is like a mile or so long. There's an upper falls and a lower falls, and down next to the lower falls is a swimming hole. So that is where we're headed. And we are camping at the campsite here, but it's a wonderful day hike and place to stop if you're on Vancouver Island.
So then we hiked down to the lower falls where the swimming hole is. I cannot express to you how absolutely beautiful the swimming hole is. I'll put pictures on Patreon and my Instagram. Check it out. The water was this incredible turquoise. It was wide and shallow with some deeper parts for swimming. There were rocks to jump off of. God, the color of this water. I'm just looking at pictures now. It was absolutely stunning. And with this intense canyon as the backdrop, absolutely gorgeous. The only problem was it was truly freezing. Great for a hot summer's day like it was, but I couldn't even stay in for very long at all. So this is definitely a must-see on Vancouver Island. Whether or not you're camping, this is a beautiful little hike and spot to jump in the water.
Be brave. Oh, that's cold.
Okay, so we're at the river and we just got in like 20 minutes ago. It is very cold. My entire body is numb. There are a lot of very slippery rocks because there's like algae dirt around all the rocks. So it's very slippery, very cold, so many rocks. And right now we're about to eat some lunch and then maybe get back in depending on how cold we are.
So the campground itself was good. You won't be under any illusions that you're all alone in the woods, but it wasn't too squished together. There certainly were big, beautiful trees. There was potable water. We actually ended out right by a playground, which was really nice because I could just let the kids run to the playground and play. Tessa and I played some games.
We're also in the middle of an exciting game
right
of tiny magnetic backgammon. What did you just do?
One
two, three, four, five.
No, you did not just send me back.
Tessa communicated with the birds.
Can I please talk to it?
The highlight for me was my nasty, awesome drink. So if you're not aware, Canada's national drink is the Bloody Caesar. It's basically a Bloody Mary, but with Clamato juice instead of tomato juice. And Clamato juice has clam juice in it. I'm a big fan. So when I saw a canned Bloody Caesar, made by Mott's, by the way, which I only know by for making applesauce, so that's interesting. And not only was it a Bloody Caesar, but it was a pickled green bean flavored Bloody Caesar. Obviously, I had to get that. And it was good, actually. I liked it quite a bit. I feel camping was the appropriate location to enjoy it. So I had a reservation for the ferry out, but decided in the end that I'd rather have one more day in Vancouver, so we left a day early. So I was really worried about getting off of the island and getting onto that ferry. So we went crazy early. I woke up before the sun and started packing things up, put my sleeping children in the car. I got on the first ferry after we arrived.
We headed off to the big city.
So Vancouver was an awesome city. I really enjoyed our couple days there, and I'd love to get back sometime so that I could see more of it. There were so many different neighborhoods that all had their different vibe, and I enjoyed visiting as many different spots as we could. There's tons of museums and things to do. It's an easy place to explore by bus and on foot. There was tons of good food. However, where to stay, I'm kind of at a loss of what to tell you. Hotels in Vancouver were very expensive. I was unwilling to pay ridiculous prices for pretty crappy motels within the city. I finally found a budget solution that we didn't end up using because I changed the dates at the last minute. But if you're trying to save, I did find one place called the Met Hotel in a neighborhood called New Westminster. Now, this is not downtown, this is not central, but it was right on the subway line to get downtown, and it looked like it was in a pretty nice neighborhood. So you can check that out. In the end, we just used Hotwire to get a place downtown. The place was fine, it was a decent hotel. It was pretty cool to stay right in the middle of the action and to be way up on the 30th floor. I don't know how high you have to be to feel the building sway, but I swear I felt the building sway. So I was happy with our experience, but considering what we paid for that hotel, it wasn't anything special. So on our first day, we couldn't get into our hotel room yet, so we checked out Science World. This is the science museum. It's got this huge, iconic geodesic dome that looks really cool. So this was a great museum. Definitely recommend if you're with kids. There's also a big aquarium in town that looks great. So that first night for dinner, we went into the Strathcona neighborhood. So it was interesting. Downtown, very big, modern, of course. And then we went over this bridge to leave downtown. And it felt like we had gone from this huge, enormous city to a little Portland neighborhood. All of a sudden, it felt very familiar and accessible. And you could park on the street. So we had dinner at Lupolo Brewing Company. Highly, highly recommend. We all loved it. They had really good beer. They had what seemed like legit Italian food. Wood-fired pizza. The salad blew me away. So everybody liked it. It was a hit with all of us. Highly recommended. And they had some indoor seating and they had some outdoor seating. And then it turned out that we were right next to this gelato place I had my eye on.
So we are just finishing up our ice cream from La Casa Gelato.
The only place in the world with 238 flavors
of gelato.
So this place is in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most flavors of gelato. And it was pretty, well, first of all, we waited in a long line to get in, which has, of course, now disappeared.
A very long line.
And it was kind of overwhelming when you walked in. They had a good system. You prepaid for however many scoops you wanted to get, and they gave you a token so that then you could just wander around and look at all the ice cream flavors and decide what you wanted to get. There was an entire case just for chocolate. There were like 15 different chocolate flavors.
And an entire case just for cheesecake flavoring.
I was very drawn to the... And they were well organized. I really appreciated that. There was like a sherbet side. I was drawn to the Asian section where there was like durian. I ended up getting mango candied ginger. And I feel like Tessa ordered the best thing. It was really good. Tessa, you want to tell us about your ice cream cone?
It was all blue.
It was a blue Jolly Rancher sorbet. And she ordered it with a blue cake cone. And they, of course, offered her a blue spoon, which was fantastic. It was very blue ice cream, and it was really good.
And then I got vanilla Snicker bar ice cream. It was basically just vanilla gelato with like crushed up Snickers in there. It was delicious.
So yeah, it was a really interesting, fun experience. And the ice cream is good too.
So then we headed back up to our tower in the city, full of delicious food. So the next day, we woke up ready to hit the city, and we bit off a pretty big adventure for the Munchkins. Public transit in Vancouver was pretty easy to do once I figured out where we were going and made us a little map. So we started off in Chinatown because we love dim sum. This is something we often do at home, and whenever I travel, if there's a Chinatown or any kind of Chinese population in the city, I'd love to try dim sum. The most interesting place I ever had dim sum was Lima. That was crazy. Anyway, I have finally convinced my kids that dim sum is fun, so I was excited to go to Vancouver's Chinatown with them. So you may not know that Vancouver, BC actually has a pretty significant Chinatown. I often see it on lists of the best Chinatowns around the world. It dates from 1885. It's the biggest in Canada, the third largest in North America, the biggest being New York and then San Francisco. And there's a lot to see there and walk around, and of course, dim sum. So after some internet research, we decided on a place called Jade Dynasty. Their dim sum was definitely good. It wasn't a place where they walk around with carts, which is always fun. You ordered from a menu. But it was great. We tried some things we had never tried before, found some new things we liked. It was a great experience. So then from Chinatown, we walked to a neighborhood called Gastown. These two neighborhoods are right next door, so this is a great thing to do on the same day. So Gastown is the original settlement that became Vancouver. If you look online, you can find plenty of walking tours and things. There was a lot of little random historical things to see in the neighborhood. And it was just a fun area to walk around, bars and restaurants and a lot of people just out on the street. We got some ice cream.
Okay, so we're in the middle of Gastown. And girls, you want to describe what you're seeing?
A lot of buildings and a lot of people. And there's this big old clock in the middle of the sidewalk.
This was built over a steam grate, partially to hide it, to use the steam to power it, and also to prevent transients from using it for warmth in cold weather.
What are transients?
So homeless people.
Ah.
So a part of it.
That's messed up.
I agree. And for a while it broke and they had to use electricity to run it, but they've since restored it. We can see steam coming out the top of it. And any minute now it should go off because it's almost on the hour. So we can see it has a glass middle, and we can see that there are these metal balls being carried up with a gear and chain system. The weight of the balls is what powers the clock's pendulum, allowing it to keep time without winding, using the power of the steam. So there's a huge group around right now. People must know that it's going to chime soon. So for dinner on this day, we decided to try another neighborhood. We went to Greek Town, which was pretty cool. We were on the street called West Broadway, and I really liked the look of a lot of places there. It looked like a good place to walk around and go to bars and restaurants. The place that we went was really interesting. I'm not going to recommend it. It was called The Eatery. The ambiance of it was really fun. It was one of those places that just has decorations everywhere, and the ceiling was just covered in all kinds of stuff. So it was a fun place to look around. It was a sushi place, one of those places that has a menu that's like 30 pages long, not always trustworthy. So the sushi was okay. They had tons of crazy, crazy cocktails. That was pretty fun. But the problem was, it was so loud. Now, I know I'm old, but like, this was really loud. Like, we were yelling at each other and couldn't hear each other, kind of loud. So if you don't want that to be your situation when you're eating dinner, don't go there. But otherwise, I mean, it was an interesting place. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
I was just talking about that sushi place in Vancouver. Do you remember that place?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was way too loud. The decorations were pretty cool, but the sushi was okay. If you are going there, I would recommend going there because it is a fun experience. Reminds me of kind of like a nightclub. But if you just want to go there because you're hungry, I'd recommend going to another place.
That's funny. Did you hear what I was just talking about? Because you said exactly what I said.
No. What'd you say?
Everything you just said. So all in all, we had a great time in Vancouver, but that was about all we had money for, so it was time to head home. The next day, we drove all the way from Vancouver to Portland. Getting over the border took a while. It was a long drive, but we made it home.
So this was a great trip. Vancouver was a really exciting city with so much to do. I wished we could have had longer there. Vancouver Island was gorgeous. I will never forget that swimming hole. there's so many great outdoor activities to do in BC. And I think Victoria was my favorite. Such a cute little town, amazing architecture. Getting there on the ferry is so exciting, and then walking around the pier, and the whole city is just very cute. And best of all, you can do it all with kids. I've traveled as the only adult with kids a lot, a couple of times now internationally. We're getting better and better at it. I'm getting better at managing my own expectations and figuring out where I can push them a little bit. They're getting used to it as well. And I really think that expanding their world, the understanding they gain of other people, and the skills that they're learning are pretty amazing. So thanks for joining me on this trip to BC.
Up next on Travel Along is I Don't Know. I'm trying to decide where to go. We're in the midst of the school year right now, so it's a hard time to travel, but spring break is just around the corner, so I choose to believe. So let me know where you think I should go. If you like my podcast, please give me some love. I could use some reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can check out my Patreon. For the low price of $2, you can support me and get access to maps of all the places I talk about on the podcast. Costa Rica, Panama, Thailand, Morocco, as well as this episode. You can also see photos of all those places. You can follow me on Instagram, Travel Along Podcast. That's also a great place to send me your questions or comments. You can even send me a voice message and I will put you on the podcast. Thanks for traveling along with me.
Gelato.
Gelato. Gelato. Gelato. Gelato. Gelato.
Tess, do the gelato dance.
Gelato. 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 Gelato.